Warehouse replenishment systems. Warehouse replenishment systems include reorder point, ROP/economic order quantity, EOQ methods, base stock, distribution requirements, planning's time-phased order point, TPOP, or demand-driven material requirements planning, DDMRP. Exhibit 7-34 summarizes the differences between these alternatives. Each method is discussed briefly after that. Reorder point slash economic order quantity. At the reorder point, an order matching the economic order quantity can be placed. Exhibit 7-35 reviews the dynamics that go into finding the EOQ. Exhibit 7-35, determining economic order quantity. ROP slash EOQ systems are decentralized, so decisions are made at the distribution center, DC level. An advantage is that the decisions are made closest to customer demand, which should be more accurate and in tune with customer desires. A disadvantage is that the central organization may receive only limited information. The central organization may not know why orders were placed, for example, actual demand versus additional safety stock, and may not receive advance notice of any modifications to orders. Advantages and disadvantages of the reorder point slash economic order quantity replenishment method are summarized in Exhibit 7-36. Base stock. The base stock system is defined by the ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary as follows. A method of inventory control that includes most of the systems in practice as special cases. In this system, when an order is received for any item, it is used as a picking ticket and duplicate copies called replenishment orders are sent back to all stages of production to initiate replenishment of stocks. Positive or negative orders, called base stock orders, are also used from time to time to adjust the level of the base stock of each item. In actual practice, replenishment orders are usually accumulated when they are issued and are released at regular intervals. In the base stock model, demand is refilled basically as lot for lot to replenish the base stock level. If one item is sold, one additional item is ordered in the next shipment. Warehouse base stock quantities are established to include the maximum expected demand during the lead time to replenish the inventory sold. As a result, the base stock model is most beneficial for supply chains with short replenishment, lead times, and a wide variety of items to replenish, such as items at a hardware store. Base stock decisions may be fully automated by automating the replenishment orders sent back up the supply chain, possibly as part of the point of sale system. This leads to decisions being made based on actual data without any amplification, for example, avoids the bullwhip effect. If central supply does not have sufficient inventory, they choose how to ration out the supply, so in this event, base stock operates as a push system. The advantages and disadvantages of the base stock replenishment technique can be seen in Exhibit 7-37. DRP's time-phased order point, TPOP. Maintaining satisfactory inventory levels in a complex network is difficult to achieve. Managing the ebb and flow of inventory levels across a distribution network is challenging. Distribution requirements planning, DRP, provides key data to match customer demand with inventories at different stages in the physical distribution system and with the products being manufactured. Using DRP, inventory is managed intelligently to ensure maximum efficiency, adequate levels, fulfillment of planned quantities, and adequate timing for replenishment. In DRP, forecasting is used to predict demand for items. The goal is to time replenishment to mirror demand. DRP uses the bill of distribution to trace the inventory flow channel for every item sold. The DRP record is fully visible by manufacturing so they can plan their orders with more stability. The record also enables cross-shipping of products between warehouses. Visibility allows local information to be used in developing forecasts. The DRP process as a whole does not determine lot size or safety stock, but these are decisions that must be made as inputs into the larger process. DRP replenishment quantities are determined by order policies. A crucial concern for planners is when to decide to place an order. There are a number of reorder methodologies that can be adopted, including time-phased order point. DRP is often selected because of its use of time phase projected future usage. This means that the decision of when to ship an order is based on a projected inventory position, and so can be proactive rather than simply being reactive as reorder point / economic order quantity in base stock systems are. Those systems allow resupply decisions to be made independently at the local level. When an item hits the reorder point, the shipping quantity is ordered. The assumption is constant usage. This method produces lumpy demand at the manufacturing facility and no visibility to that demand. It typically shows up as a transfer order as soon as the reorder point is reached at the distribution center. The TPOP method differs from the reorder point method as it allows planners to make amendments to account for dependent demand. The QR rule is one way to make the order point or reorder point decision. It says that an order for a fixed quantity, Q, is placed whenever the stock reaches a reorder point, R. Exhibit 7-38 provides an example. In this scenario, the order point for Q, R would be 30 and the reorder points would be in periods 2 and 4. Q and R are calculated accounting for the safety stock requirements, 10 units in this example, plus the demand during the lead time, 20 units per period. In TPOP, the order points are in periods 1 and 3. The reorder points between the two methods do not match. The TPOP method logic is to plan shipments, planned order releases, that prevent the ending balance of a period from falling below the safety stock level. A few of the many advantages of using the time phase order point method instead of QR include the following. TPOP provides planned shipment data, QR does not. TPOP does not assume or require constant consumption. TPOP can integrate actual order data, not just planned shipment data. Demand-driven MRP system. Demand-driven material requirements planning is a method to model, plan, and manage supply chains to protect and promote the flow of relevant information and materials. Note that DDMRP is part of a larger process called demand-driven planning, DDP, also called a demand-driven adaptive enterprise, DDAE system. These systems use a demand-driven operating model, DDOM, and its DDMRP system to generate and manage supply orders. DDMRP can be used for dependent and independent demand items at any point in the supply chain, including within the distribution requirements planning process. DDMRP strategically positions inventory to create decoupling points. Using strategically placed decoupling points can reduce lead time to customers, mitigate the bullwhip effect, and reduce overall inventory while simultaneously increasing customer service KPIs related to service delivery. DDMRP dynamically adjusts the size of the buffer inventories based on the combination of individual inventory item traits, average daily usage, decoupled lead time and order multiples, and assigned buffer profiles. These include part type, lead time, and variability categories. This dynamic adjustment process maximizes the return on investment for the inventory. DDMRP buffers are segmented into three color zones, green, yellow, and red. Each zone serves a specific role in the buffering process. The green zone dictates the size and timing of replenishment orders. The yellow zone typically defines the average amount of replenishment in transit. The red zone is the defined safety stock amount in the buffer. The top of the green zone level, red plus yellow plus green, is the order up to level. A replenishment order is triggered by a net flow position, on hand plus on order minus qualified sales order demand, that is below the green zone level at or below just red plus yellow. The size of the replenishment order is the difference between the top of the green zone level and the net flow position. In-transit replenishment orders are managed by exception through the use of an on-hand status priority management system using color codes and percentages of safety stock remaining. Further information can be obtained at www.demanddriveninstitute.com. Another resource is DDMRP, Demand-Driven Material Requirements Planning, Version 3 by Tack and Smith.